Cyril Barrett is a quiet guy, one who prefers to let his songs and guitar tell his stories. He was first inspired to play by the troubadours he heard while growing up in Idaho. He was impressed by the way they knew so many popular songs. But when he tried it for himself, Cyril was disappointed to find that learning other people's songs didn't come so easily. So he decided it was better to write his own. We'll find out more next in this Stairwell session with Cyril Barrett. What kind of themes do you think you find yourself returning to in your songs?
Well, when I first started, I was in Seattle in this neighborhood called Belltown and surrounded with actors and writers and painters, and just it was all about art, and that's how everybody approached it, and music was like that. It was like more, I guess, like storytelling, not necessarily always any kind of literal story. There are some of those too, but more stream of consciousness almost. I don't usually write about what in my life per se or my feelings or emotions. It's more of one step removed. So yeah, a lot of my experiences are in there too, but then a lot of it is sort of made up.
The kind of songs you're playing now in the repertoire that you have, the stuff you've got saved in your head, are there some old songs in there, ones that go back years for you?
Well, I still play some of the older songs, yeah, but most of the songs today were all within the past year, couple years.
You mentioned that you had notes in your notebook written to yourself, and things about don't play too fast, don't rush it, and stuff like that. I think that's interesting.
Well, I have actually done quite a bit of recording, and I would always, before going to the studio, I would always make pretty concise notes. So just to kind of expedite the whole recording process, in that it's so expensive that it's saved us time, I think, by having those notes. And today I was thinking about, this is a recording. It's the Stairwell Sessions. It's loose. It's live, but it's still, it's a recording. It's like one take. So, and I think there's only one or two of them that were actually one take. There's a couple of them I did a few times, but maybe we'll pick the good one.
Walter John is bleeding where he got punched in the nose. The other kids were laughing when they threw away his clothes.
Do you play solo mostly these days?
I have been. Well, I was in a band here called The Possibles for about 3 years. And we played around quite a bit. It was with Brian Green on bass, and Lila Lopez was playing drums, and my friend Tom Moore was playing the other guitar. Yeah, over that period, I think we had, before Leela started playing with us, there was about six other drummers before that. More recently, the past 6 months or so, I've played mostly solo and also with Tua Lund. He plays the cello. Tua and I've played at Café Passé, basically played shows at Plush. I haven't played at Congress in a while, all the just local spots. I do a weekly show at the Tucson CSA. Tura and I play there every week.
What's the CSA?
Community Supported Agriculture. You join the CSA and then once a week go pick up your vegetables. And we play for a share of vegetables. That's our pay. We're volunteers, basically. It's all volunteer. It's really fun, and it's just like this, just like tonight. It was just not quite busking, but
yeah,
we got
but
invited.
But you're putting food on the table, which is a
right
traditional thing
we'll
with
play
music.
For food, right?
Well, tell us a little more about your approach to songwriting. How does it come to you? Words or music first?
It always varies, but I'm pretty connected to the guitar or the piano and then write words to it. And then the melody would already be on it, you know.
Are you good at remembering the things that you come up with?
Quite often. If I don't do anything with them, I'll just won't play them, you know, like play something for a week or something like that, and then sort of doesn't take. Probably forgot at least as many songs as I've actually written.
Do you still remember the first song you made up?
Well, I vaguely remember the song. The lyrics might be in a box somewhere, but it was about a girl.
As most rock and roll is.
She brought the poet out in me.
So you had your notebook with you today, but it made me wonder if you had a shelf or a box of notebooks at home.
Yeah, there's a handful of those.
Do you ever go back and, you know, look at stuff you were doing 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Occasionally, yeah. Get the old box out and look through it. So I write verses and just write, even describe things that happened in a kind of a lyrical way, and not really songs, just words, and keep all of that. And it's not any kind of real emotional attachment as much as that how much I love words and how they go together and what you can say and how. And there's no real rules.
Story unfold on a dogged, worn-out map. The creases unfold without the town where you are at. But it doesn't matter, I know the roads and all the places. The time you came here and we lost you in the trash. Alive, they say you've got to be on your toes. And hard as you hold on, you just don't have that much to show. You come in naked and you leave without your. Thought about you many times more. Look in your eye through an open door. Wish upon a wish, there is nothing that's for sure. Oh, you and I, we were always keeping. Alive, they say you've got to be on your toes. Well, hard as you hold on, you just don't have that much to show. You come in naked and you leave without. We'll be right back. getting awfully low. You hit your head, sometimes you don't even know. The windows are dirty and I cannot see outside. So many times I wish that I could be outside.
That was called Trip to Merced, written and performed by Cyril Barrett, and performed under the stairs. The music was recorded and mixed by Jim Blackwood, with assistance from Jameson Waddell. You can find the whole session on the Arizona Spotlight page at news.azpm.org.